Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2133, Sleep and 8 Hours Mike by Ryan Frederick of Here.life. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Saturday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask or email it in to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, for now, let's get right to our next article as we optimize your life. Sleep and 8 Hours Mike by Ryan Frederick of Here.life. 8 Hours Mike. My college roommate and best friend, Mike, is an outlier in many ways. He's a native Philadelphian who cares more about international politics than local sports teams, manages to be a decent athlete despite being excruciatingly slow at virtually everything he does, his nickname is Molasses, and in our college days, was perhaps the only person on campus religious about getting 8 hours of shut-eye every night. If you wanted someone to stay up late or get up especially early, Mike was the wrong guy to ask. He was insistent, and still is, on getting his 8 hours of sleep whenever and wherever possible. He is 8 Hours Mike. Benefits of sleep and health risks with sleep deprivation. I doubt 8 Hours Mike was fully aware of the health benefits of sleep, but it has probably played no small part in his success in college and in life. Dr. Matthew Walker, a neuroscientist and director of UC Berkeley's Sleep and Neuroimaging Lab, expounds on the critical importance of sleep across the age spectrum in his book released earlier this month, Why We Sleep. Dr. Walker claims, based on dozens of research studies, that sleep is the single most effective thing we can do to reset our brain and body health each day. Sleep helps cement positive memories and mollifies painful ones, and melds past and present knowledge, inspiring creativity. Conversely, insufficient sleep causes havoc. Insufficient sleep, routinely sleeping less than 6 or 7 hours a night, demolishes your immune system, more than doubles your risk for cancer, and increases odds of diabetes, heart disease, and dementia, among other effects. Too little sleep also makes it more difficult to manage stress and anxiety. It's no exaggeration to say that not enough sleep can kill you. In fact, more vehicle accidents are caused by drowsy driving than alcohol and drugs combined. This is because, as studies confirm, people awake for 19 hours or more are at least as cognitively impaired as those who are legally drunk. Basics of sleep. Recent advances in neuroscience have helped us learn more about the nature of sleep. Sleep comes in two forms, non-REM sleep and REM sleep. Non-REM sleep is more important for restoration and cementing memories. Meanwhile, REM sleep allows for dreaming, which helps spark creativity. Also, Our sleep is influenced by two independent biological elements, circadian rhythm and melatonin. The circadian rhythm is effectively a personal 24-hour clock that signals to your brain that it's time to wake up or go to sleep. About 40% of people have a circadian rhythm that creates morning types. Another 30% are evening types, and the remaining percent fall somewhere in between. The release of melatonin helps spark drowsiness based on sleep pressure and is based primarily on how long one has been awake. Sleep across the age spectrum. As we age, the type of sleep changes, but achieving a full night's sleep is just as important. In midlife and beyond, we witness a reduction in sleep quantity and quality, as well as sleep efficiency and disrupted timing of sleep. By age 70, we have lost about 80 to 90% of the deep sleep we enjoyed as a teenager. Further, our sleep efficiency, or the amount of bedtime to actual sleep time, falls from 95% down to 70 to 80%. Therefore, in order to achieve 8 hours of sleep, we need 10 or more hours of bedtime. Also, there's a change in our circadian rhythms as we age, so we tend to tire earlier, leading to earlier and earlier bedtimes, hence the early bird dinner special. Managing these changes as we age is critical. The lower an older individual's sleep efficiency score, the higher the mortality risk, the worse their physical health, the more likely they are to suffer from depression, the less energy they report, and the lower their cognitive function, typified by forgetfulness. In fact, in some cases, forgetfulness may be more linked to poor sleep than a specific mental condition. Best practices and impact of living environment. The National Sleep Foundation and the National Institutes of Health, among other groups, provide some guidance on best sleeping practices. Some of the common ideas include 1. Minimize electrical light, especially blue light from LEDs found in many electronic devices, particularly within an hour before bedtime. 2. Regularize temperature, ideally in the mid-60s, to make it easier to fall and stay asleep. 3. Minimize caffeine, especially in the afternoon and evening, as this can throw off the timing of your melatonin release. 4. Minimize alcohol, especially in the afternoon and evening, as it can negatively impact the quality of sleep. And 5. Create flexibility in your work schedule, if possible, to better align with your circadian rhythm. Your living environment can be customized to optimize your sleeping, including some of these suggestions, and with advanced technologies, your sleep can easily be analyzed and measured to make sure you're getting the slumber you need. Small changes can be significant and nudge you to better health, which may add years to your life. A need for more 8-hour mics. A century ago, less than 2% of the population in the U.S. slept 6 hours or less a night. Now, almost 30% of American adults do. We could help our individual health and our society at large if, like 8 hours Mike, we were more insistent about getting our 8 hours of sleep each and every night. You just listened to the post titled Sleep and 8 hours Mike by Ryan Frederick of Here.life. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Let me ask you, when you heard the list of best sleeping practices, were you surprised by any of the suggestions? If you've been listening to this show for long enough, I doubt that that list surprised you. In fact, you could have probably listed all of those suggestions yourself. But that's a good thing. I'll say it again. That's a good thing. How is being able to predict this a good thing? Well, it means that the science is probably right. When there's this much agreement between multiple sources on what we should be doing to get the best sleep possible, it probably means it's the best advice we have right now. So now that we have the best advice and pretty much know what we should be doing to get the best sleep possible, the next step is to actually do it. All right, that'll do it for today. Enjoy your Saturday if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show where your optimal life awaits.